Well, it's throughout the year. It's, the main process is just getting the materials. It's having having this timber season. You need to be a year in, ahead of yourself. You need to be. You just can't just go. Timber needs to be seasoned, dried, and ready for go. You just pick out a few bits of pieces. Pick out a natural piece of timber to make a roof to start with, and then add the body in bit by bit. Mainly do the roof first. The roof so. Gives you the size and all the look at that. Height, what height you want to make it, where you want to position it, do you want it to be from seen from the front or from the both sides, stuff like that. Well, just basically get a bit of maybe a drawing if it's going to a specific area, you need a sort of drawing or a sketch to see where you're going with it.
Yeah, and I suppose, how did you feel with the camera crew kind of watching you work? Was there a bit of nerves there?
Yeah, there was at the start, but generally, yeah, the camera, you just have to admit, you can learn to ignore them, it's okay. But we've made a lot of cribs now, it's getting that posted across in a short time frame is the problem. It's because making a crib takes weeks, a larger crib takes weeks, so it's just trying to get it condensed down to get that process across in a few minutes, you know, really. That's the biggest issue, like.
I suppose, yeah. And I suppose, is there much of a market then for these cribs?
In terms of market, of course, everybody, every crib, every house in the country probably has a crib of some sort. Like everybody has made a crib of some sort, whether it's cardboard, plastic, whatever it is. My cribs is, I never can, that's the biggest problem. When my nephew Barry set up a website, I said the biggest problem I have is I have nothing to go on that website for a long time. And even now, I'd make a lot of cribs that doesn't even make it to that website. It's just they're gone that fast. It's just if you make a quality crib like that, it takes a lot of time, a lot of detail. You only can make so many of them. It's a time thing. It's a factor. That's just it. And it's a hobby business. It only can be a hobby business because of that factor, the time you take making into them. So, yeah, there's a big market for quality crib, I suppose. When you buy a crib, but the other thing about when you buy have a crib, you have it for life, I suppose. You know, so. People unless they're just unless they look after them. So
no, yeah, of course. And I suppose this is probably, as you said earlier, it must be like a whole a year round gig. It's not just something that you step into in the last month or two of the year.
No, like years ago we'd probably make a few in when I was in the carpentry business and I was running my own business, we'd make a few in the January time when you'd be slack or, you know, after Christmas demand to be over, you'd have a slack January, a slow January we'd say or something like that. You'd maybe try your hand at making a few cribs. And then you probably ignore it then probably until September again. But now it's sort of it's a hobby sort of business. You have to sort of be chipping away all year to sort of get a few made or get the main body of them made. And yeah, like I have it down now to make the roofs and leave them there and then add another little bit. I wouldn't just make one individual crib. I sort of try and make a couple of roofs and then add on the bodies later on or whatever. Do you know that sort of way? But yeah, it has to be said all year round, or just have to be tipping away at it. And otherwise, come Christmas, it could get very, very busy. And even still, then it gets very, very busy, you know.